The recently defeated commercial medical cannabis ordinance in Rio Del may be coming back for reconsideration. During the July 19th regular meeting, the City Council voted 4-1 to bring back the ordinance with changes to restrict all business activities to the former Eel River sawmill site. Additionally, Councilmember Deborah Garnes proposed putting an advisory measure on the November ballot to ask residents in general if they support commercial medical cannabis within Rio Del. The July 19th meeting saw a standing room only crowd with attendees both for and against medical cannabis. At the previous council meeting, city staff had been directed to come back to the council with the defeated ordinance revised to restrict cannabis activity to the annexed area north of the Eel River. Councilmember Jack Thompson proposed changing the zoning on some of the parcels in the industrial zone to create what he termed a marijuana industrial enterprise zone. His proposal included requiring a $50,000 bond from developers for 10 years to indemnify the city, a $25,000 construction deposit refundable after 5 years, and more. Additionally, potential development would be restricted to a medical facility, car dealerships, hotels, and restaurants. The idea was met with strong resistance from the owners of the affected properties, including Dennis Wendt. Wendt addressed Thompson's proposal.
Plus, like you say, there's five property owners that own everything on that side of the freeway. None of them are for it, so it's not going to work. I'll tell you that right now. And after the last meeting, when this thing got voted down, I had an escrow open, supposed to close the next day. They canceled the escrow because of what happened up here. You know, I came to some meetings, everything was looking real good. There's some things I didn't agree with, the way the thing was written, but that's just me. But like I say, we got five property owners there. We got people that are investing hundreds of thousands of dollars in those properties over there. And they will be generating tax dollars to the city. The city just needs to get their act together and get this thing going.
Community Development Director Kevin Caldwell read letters from the other affected property owners opposed to the change in zoning. It was reported that Deza Biotech, a research and development company specializing in medical cannabis products, had bought 5 acres north of the Eel River sawmill site in the annexed area of Metropolitan. The proposal by Thompson excluded their property and would block development of the medical research and extraction facility that is anticipated. The council members were polled to see if there was a consensus that the city should continue to work on some type of commercial medical cannabis ordinance or not. Eventually, the council voted 4-1 to support continuing to work on the ordinance, with council member Tim Marks voting against. Marks was also the sole vote against allowing the public to voice their opinion in an advisory vote, which may be added to the November ballot. The non-binding advisory vote would allow residents to vote for or against the concept of commercial medical cannabis-related businesses in town. A special meeting will be held on Tuesday, July 26th at 6:30 p.m. to consider the language of the proposed ballot measure. It should be noted that the council has already voted against putting a commercial medical cannabis tax ordinance on the ballot this year. Taxes will not be allowed unless and until the city puts the issue to the voters for approval at some point in the future. The next regular meeting of the Rio Del City Council will be August 2nd, 6:30 p.m. in City Hall. Video and the full council packet of documentation is available at theriodeltimes.com. This has been Sharon Wolf reporting for KMUD Radio.